Hello, I'm Ron Krzywnicz. I'm a will writer, and I'm going to tell you the importance of having a will and also the lasting power of attorney. These are probably three documents which you don't really think much about, but they are really very important to you. A will look after the people you leave behind. Whereas lasting power of attorney, there's two sorts, but basically they will look after you when you can't look after yourself. With a lasting power of attorney, you have your welfare and you have your property and financial affairs. Now, when you reach a stage where you can't make your own decision, the attorneys you appoint in an LPA will make those decisions for you. For example, in your health and welfare, if you have life-sustaining treatment and the doctor says, I'm sorry, but it's not really going to help, your attorney can then make that decision as to whether to keep it going or switch it off. It could be your wife, could be your sons and daughters, somebody you trust, basically. With the health and property and financial affairs, the same applies, but to your money. So if you're the main breadwinner and something happens to you, you're in a coma, and your wife can't get access to the finances to pay the bills, if you have children and they go to university, you've got university fees. Well, she can't pay those university fees, she's going to have a problem. With the LPA, she has access to those, so she can pay the bills off. Less aggravation for her. With a will, they look after your loved ones, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, even your pets. With a will, they're sorted. There's different sorts of reasons why you should have a will. If you haven't got a will, you die intestate and they follow rules. It depends whether you're married or not married. For example, if you are married, you go to the yes route. And then it depends on what your estate is worth. If it's under 270,000 and there's no children, your spouse will receive everything. But if you have got children and the estate is worth more than 270,000, then the rules say that your spouse will get 270,000. The remainder is then split. Half will go to your spouse. The remaining half is split equally amongst the children, grandchildren, people like that. If you aren't married and you have a partner you've been living with for 30 odd years, they then look at family members, such as parents. It goes all the way down to step aunts and step uncles. And if nobody lays claim to it, it will then eventually go to the crown. Which means that if you're living with somebody, if you've been living with them for about 30 odd years, and they've put their life savings into the property, but because you're not married, you haven't got a will, they get absolutely nothing. Now, as a matter of interest, before the Crown gets it, there is a time period. But in that time period, presently, there's somewhere in the region of 9,000 estates unclaimed, worth approximately £350 million, which will eventually go to the Crown. You don't really want to be in that position. You want to have a will to ensure that your wishes are met after you pass away. And they're met the way you want them to. If there's somebody you don't like and you don't want to inherit, if you don't have a will, they might. So have a will. Go to a will writer, such as myself, or any other will writer that you know of, and have it written professionally. Please don't go for a £1,999 will, because you won't get the service that you require. So that's me, the will writing firm, Ron Krzywnicz. Thank you.